And you're joining us for another edition of Sparks Notes. Today, I have got the guy in the studio, the one who knows about everything going on here in Forgottonia. Jock Headblade joins us again. How are you doing today, Jock?
I just hope I can live up to that introduction. That's all.
I feel like that was about as generous as it could be.
It was.
So we got you in the studio today. We're going to talk about some really big developments going on out at the Macomb Area Convention and Visitors Bureau and a big announcement about making a lot of events more viewable to everybody.
Yeah. So our Unforgettable Forgottonia website has just gotten a full makeover and we're really happy with the look of it and how functional it is. The mobile app for that website now is really, really easy to use. And as part of this new website, we have a whole new all-inclusive calendar. And this calendar is extremely effective. It pulls in a lot of events that are out there. But the great thing about it is that you yourself or anybody out there can not only use this calendar to find events and find out what's going on happening in the Unforgettable Forgottonia region, but you can add your own events to that calendar. Now, there's a vetting process that it goes through to make sure that, you know, not just anything is getting up there, but it's super simple to use. If you go to our website where the calendar is and you can click on to, you know, add your own event. It's a simple process to use that can be put up and you can have your event added in a matter of minutes. I will also say that a lot of events that if people create their own events on Facebook, it draws in a great deal of those automatically.
Oh, so it's already kind of combing through their events there too.
Exactly. However, it needs to be made as an actual event on Facebook. You know, if you put something up on your page and say, hey, this is an event and it's the poster, that's great, but that's not technically an event. You need to go in and actually create an event. You know how they do that on Facebook? When you do that, most of that stuff gets automatically pulled into this calendar. So bear that in mind for the listeners out there that if there's an event you want to make sure that gets in our calendar, if you don't want to put it on yourself, a good way to help it get there is to create that event on Facebook itself.
Well, yeah, it'll go through and it'll come for the information, especially if you're in the area. I assume they're using some sort of like geo-tracking, geocaching
thing. It's all geo-fenced in our bailiwick, which is McDonough County itself.
And then it's pulling that information in and auto-loading it for you so that way you can get the most eyes on your event, which is really handy. Speaking of your guys' event thing, you actually told me that they got an update on your mobile site too.
Well, yeah, what we have are our Looking for Lincoln self-guided tour that if you don't know about that, folks out there, that's a 10-site tour that is tied in with the National Looking for Lincoln Heritage Area, and we're now part of the National Parks Service because of it. It's a 10-site tour that's a self-guided tour around Macomb and a few places within the county of places that Abraham Lincoln was at, stopped at, or was part of in some way, shape, or form in our county. And many people don't know how many visits Abraham Lincoln made back in the mid to late 1850s, but quite a few to Macomb, at least four that we know of. And that's not including that he had family in Fountain Green and was a traveling lawyer. So the self-guided tour has plaques around Macomb with QR codes attached to them. We are now working with a company out of Chicago called eAtlas that has come in and been able to appropriate this onto a easy-to-use phone app that ties in all of this information with also a type of scavenger hunt. When you go see the Lincoln Topiary Monument, you do a selfie with it, a thing will click up where, okay, here's a, for instance, when you go to the Old Dairy, if you buy one of their grilled cinnamon rolls, you get a free cup of coffee with that, or there's 10% off here, or there's a free this there. So this is still in development. It should be launched before summer. We should have this in shape maybe before, you know, the end of spring. But it's designed for two reasons, that to add another level of fun and competition to what we're doing, but to get the word out about this self-guided tour that we've worked hard to get up there. And now is the time that we're, you know, we've got it up and we're trying to get it promoted out there. So it's just making awareness to it. But it also helps the businesses too that are attached to this, because after people are doing this, it gets people in the door of the business. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to help everybody out in the area. You get people out visiting Forgottonia, and then as well, it's helping to support small business. It's kind of like
absolutely
this giant trifold of everything just kind of joining together, the giant Venn diagram, if you will.
Yeah,
all of these things joining up.
Well, we are our own ecosystem here, right? So we are all interconnected. This, all of what we do isn't just, you know, its own little modular, especially in a community like this. You're only 1 degree separated from anybody anyway, but this ecosystem is really, really healthy right now. Macomb has got some momentum right now. It's moving in a very positive direction as far as businesses that are coming to town, people moving to town. It's the downtown square is getting really healthy. And It's because all these different entities are working towards one goal, and it's starting to gel and it's starting to work. So every little piece of that cog makes a difference, and we try hard to do our part.
Well, tourism is definitely a big thing that helps local economies.
It does. And, you know, we also lean a little into also just the fact that, hey, maybe you want to come here and maybe you want to stay too. You know, we've got a lot of accolades. I mean, Realtor.com picked us in two different categories as most affordable small town you'd want to live in and most affordable college town. We were picked number one on that. Forgottonia Brewery got picked as one of the top 11 microbreweries, favorite microbreweries in the country. So it's not just us that are putting this word out there. They're getting it from out there. That stuff wasn't solicited. You know, it just showed up and they're finding us. And it's because of the teamwork that we have and the positive attitude that the town is keeping that's moving this ball forward. And it is working. It's incremental, but it's happening.
Everything clicking into place and running great. And one way you can really stay in touch, though, is checking out Macomb Area Convention and Visitor Bureau's site. Want to go ahead and get you to...
Yeah, that's visitforgottonia.com. That's two T's in Forgottonia.
So you can check it out there. Maybe go take the Finding Lincoln tour.
Looking for Lincoln.
Looking for Lincoln.
Yeah,
see?
Looking for Lincoln. We've already found him. Now you people will be looking for him. Yeah.
Exactly. Now you go do it. So there you have it. All these great ways that you can utilize it. Go check out the events calendar. If you have an event coming up, get it on Facebook, or you can submit it there. It's super easy. It's not hard to find at all.
Nope.
And the more eyes you can get on your event, the better. And you can kind of have some fun out there checking out everybody else's events, too.
Yeah.
And we got a big one coming up in June, but we're not going to talk about that today. That's big things brewing behind the scenes. I'll tell you that much.
Okay. Yeah. Be happy to come back and talk about it.
We've been looking forward to it, Jock. Thanks so much for stopping out today.
Thank you, John.